Hello and good afternoon. This is Greek Music Express, brought to you by the Voice of Greece. Our imaginary train is driven by our sound engineer, Stefania Tsakiri, and by myself, Hercules Kimmer. This week is dedicated to core musical instruments of Greek music, and today we'll be appreciating the exotic oud with an Armenian accent. Welcome aboard Greek Music Express, our destination, Haig Yatzdzian. Haig Yatzdzian was born in 1959 in Aleppo, Syria, by Armenian parents. He has been living and working in Greece since 1980. Haig is a composer and oud virtuoso and has collaborated with famous Greek and foreign artists. He has participated in concerts all around the world, and in 2006 he took part in Lorena McKennitt's European tour. His personal discography includes the albums Talar, released in 1996, Garin, released in 1998, and Yeraz, released in 2001.
Thank you.
Haig Yazdzian is a reflection of just how cosmopolitan Greek music is. He was born of Armenian parents in Syria and has been living in Greece for decades. He's rightly considered an important part of Greek and world music. In Syria, he discovered the enchanting elements of Eastern music and took up the oud as the means to express an inner and discovered domain. Soon, he became extremely popular as an oud soloist and vocalist. The release of his first album, Talar, which means ethereal, lively and tender in Armenian, in 1996 accelerated his popularity and placed him among the most promising composers of his generation. Yazdzian was hailed for the unique ways he was blending diverse elements of the Eastern Mediterranean music traditions, vested in the practice of considering tradition as a live, creative force. 2 years later, the release of his second solo album, Garin, was received with unanimous acclaim from audiences and critics alike. And then, in 2001, came Yeraz, which means dream in Armenian. Thank you. In addition to commercial success, Yajit Zyan has earned the recognition and respect of some of the most important figures of Greek music that he has collaborated with. Over the years, Yajit Zyan has collaborated with the most prominent Greek composers and singers, as well as soloists of international stature. Among them, Nikos Xidakis, Eleftheria Arvanitaki, Savina Giannatou, Maria Faradouri, Dimitra Galani, Eli Paspala, David Lynch, Michalis Nikoloudis, and Omar Farouk Tekbilek. I left Aleppo, Syria in 1980, looking for an escape, wanting to open my horizons, he recalls. The closest stop to the tradition and culture of Syria was Greece. When I left Syria and came to Greece, I just felt like I had changed neighborhood, moving to a freer country that helped me and pushed me to realize my dreams. Music entered my life very young, at the age of just 12. In Aleppo, Syria, I played various musical instruments in the Armenian clubs in the city, and at an older age, I got the bag of rock and jazz music. In Greece, I never felt like a foreigner. When I came to Greece, it was like something familiar to me, as if I had visited before. I never felt like I didn't belong here. People never made me feel like a stranger. I always mention, and will always mention, that Greece for me was a big embrace that opened its arms when I was here and made me feel at home. Before I came to Greece, I had no connection with traditional music, nor with the oud. In Greece, I discovered the richness of traditional music, specifically of Syria, Armenia, and Greece. What I thought at the time was that most of us listened to foreign music and less to our traditional music. But what I realized was that music can change from place to place, from culture to culture, dressed up with lyrics from different languages. But it takes all kinds of music influencing each other to create beautiful compositions. Gyajigian adds, since I was very young, I liked the electric guitar. I'd never thought of taking up a traditional instrument. Maybe I didn't like it at the time. When I came to Greece, I found myself playing oriental music. As a challenge then, I started playing the oud. I couldn't play Eastern music with an electric guitar. It didn't suit me, and that's how my relationship with the oud began. I liked its sweet sound, and I felt it expressed me. The music I always loved was European music and jazz in general, the music of the world. In Greece, I got to know Oriental music better, and without knowing how, I bridged my musical background with the instruments of the East. The result was magical to my ears. I wanted to make traditional music known, to pass it on to the younger generations, and to make them listen to it and love it as I did. That was the logic behind my first album, and that's why my music is not characterized by a single style. Thank you.
պատսեղան, կարնան գանանչ թրները։ Գնար տարնան աղպյուրները,
My professional career may be based on traditional music, but my ideology has always been rock. It's the sounds I listened to as a teenager that made me love music and want to get involved with it. Even today, when I listen to music, I'll still choose more jazz and rock bands. Music is my refuge, not only when I compose and set to music beautiful lyrics with melodies and notes, but also when I listen to the music I like. Both in my joy and in my sorrow, I listen to music. For me, music is my means of expression. The soul and the basis of music are one, the notes. The peoples of the Eastern Mediterranean, as the word says, have much in common. Nothing separates us. We are all the same people and citizens of the world. The only thing that is not the same is the language that dresses the songs with lyrics. And so we have, for example, the Greek, the Armenian, or the Arabic song.
Thank you.
And Haig adds, "The people who run the world are all families with lots of money. As my late father used to tell me, all these leaders are puppets. They're waiters. I'd love to catch one of these leaders one day and ask him how far his powers go. What duty does he have? Just to pick up the trash from his neighborhood? Will he be able to do something good for his place, or will he do what others impose on him?" So, with all that said, because I was a sensitive child, my father did not want me to join the army. The army then in Syria was 3 years at least. I wanted to leave. I had ties with Greece. My grandmother, in 1922, was expelled from Smyrna. She was from Afyon Karahisar and was in Smyrna before the persecution. I get Jan stresses. Luckily there is Europe and we go and play there and get some oxygen. I go, hey, they're cheering for me. Who am I? At one point I was in Vienna. I played there too, you know. They clapped non-stop for 5 minutes. Not like here in Greece. I was embarrassed and left, but an Austrian girl in the audience, an actress and songwriter, found me and said, Haig, thank you. You were amazing. You're giving us all this and our thanks is our applause. Right after that, I had a concert in Kozani, in Greece. First, it was me playing the oud and then singer Savina Yannatou. I was coming from the applause in Vienna, where I had said, oh my god, who am I? But I didn't get much applause in Kozani, nor did Savina. And it's a matter of listening, I think. Not listening to music with your feet, but with your ears. There's education out there in Europe. For God's sake, the audience sits and listens. The tune may not touch their heart, like it would do if they were Greeks, but they show you that they regard you as a good musician, that you are worthy.
ένα δέντρο, δυο φωτιές, δυο καρδιές, δυο φωτιές. Σκαλίζα για μας κρύφα χτες το βράδυ ως αργά. Μυστικά, μυστικά. Σ' ένα δέντρο, δυο φωτιές, καίνε τώρα από χτες και κρατάνε μυστικό. Μαύρα μάτια, σ' αγαπώ, σ' αγαπώ, σ' αγαπώ. Μυστικά πως αγαπώ σε κανέναν δεν θα πω.
And Hai concludes, I would ask one question to the authorities over there. Who owns the sky? Does someone own this world and we don't know it? I don't think so. We are all refugees in this world, which belongs to no one. I would even say this to the fascists. Do we have the guts to close the borders completely and not have a deal with any foreigner? Could we leave? No way. I'm a refugee everywhere. I was a refugee in Syria and I was a refugee in Armenia. In Greece, I'm a refugee again. In the end, the Asia Minor people, like the Greeks in Egypt, are refugees in their own country. The person from Epirus is also a refugee in Athens. I'm saddened by this narrow-mindedness. Sometimes I say that if there is God, he must be a bit of a dictator, since some clever people take advantage of people's freedom.
Thank you.
Well, I'm afraid that today's journey in the art of Haigyadzitsyan has come to an end, and it is time to kiss you goodbye with one more of his oud masterpieces. From your sound engineer, Stefania Tsakiri, and from myself, Hercules Kanamu, peace and love, and keep believing in the miracle of Greek music.